This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dynamic at 7 after the hour. Wake the town and tell the people that a new day has arrived. It's Wednesday, the 22nd of February. You're connected to the world through the DJV connection. That would be Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schillen. With thanks for all the goodness that there is out there. There are times when things don't feel right and when things are not right. Things oftentimes they don't feel right, they aren't right, and you sort of have to work yourself through sometimes the things, whether it's personal stuff or whether it's what's going on seemingly all around us, and so there's a need sometimes to pull yourself up by the bootstraps and charge ahead. All right, everybody who's on board with that, raise your hands, please. We're pulling ourselves up by the bootstraps, and we're moving ahead. If you want something to find, you want to crack the wryest of smiles. Victoria, have you posted on our social media yet that picture I sent you yesterday?
I have not. I didn't actually open it. What is the picture?
The picture is of me in 1972 at a radio station.
Oh, you're going to love it, Victoria.
I saw you. You looked very cute.
Very cute, Jennifer says.
I liked it. I liked your photo.
Yes. Now, if we could find one of your father from the same era and pose. Your father had a real mop. I had, my hair was thick on my head. Your father's hair was like stuck out everywhere.
It wasn't stuck out everywhere. Thick. He had longer hair, though. It was kind of like a shaggy bowl cut, almost.
Yeah, right.
That's what Doug's hair kind of looks like in this one. Doug's hair was, like, my dad's hair looked more hippie, almost, and Doug's hair looks definitely more, like, polished, I would say.
There's nothing about me that's hippie-ish. As a matter of fact, I'm working at a hippie-dippy radio station.
I don't want to use this word, but square. I mean, you look kind of square.
Thank you. Okay, so if you look at the picture, the three air personalities at this station, I was doing mornings, and then the midday guy and the afternoon guy, they're all three of us are pictured in this picture. And I'm there in a sort of natty white shirt with a tie on. My hair's kind of long. But I have, if you notice in my pocket, Victoria, Jennifer, Kara, I have a pen protector of some sort. So it was a really, very interesting crew, but it does go back to the dark ages of radio and the things that were a part of. Look at the control room. Look at the things that we work with now versus the things that were there. Kara would probably just laugh out loud looking at all those dials. What are all those dials? What do they do with them?
You look like you're working at NASA. When you see those pictures in the 60s, that's what it looks like.
You know what's funny, though, is we say that now, but can you imagine if the people working in that station looked at what we have now, they'd probably think that we look like we work at NASA.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's so shiny.
Right.
And
yep.
It is. And this brings around to seeing how different things are in general. How I was reading an overview of radio and who's listening and what advertisements are on. A couple of observations I carry away with it as we all wonder weather-wise what the day will bring. We always start the day. First thing in our minds usually is what is the weather going to be like? It was the old, when I was doing that radio program from the 1970s, it was what to wear weather. That's what we talked about in the morning, amongst other things. But the first thing people want to know is what the weather is going to be, so we can dress the children appropriately and dress ourselves appropriately to get on with the business of the day. So that's one thing that comes out of that memory. And I'm looking around at how things have changed. I'm on the farm this morning.
Isn't it strange how, like, what to wear weather is now determined by our cell phone?
Yeah, right.
We don't actually look out the window
Don't go to the radio for that. Don't go for the television.
You don't need traffic.
No.
I mean, people still do, thankfully. We still use that for traffic. But, yeah, I mean, gosh, it's so crazy how in what was a relatively short amount of time, things have really changed.
Right. And so under the circumstances, when you understand who else is listening at the moment, and as this is a commercial medium, I have to do commercials in order to pay the bills so that Jennifer and Victoria and Kara can go home and feel like there's a roof over their head and they can put something on the plate for breakfast. At least I may not pay for lunch and dinner, but at least I can pay for breakfast. The kinds of things that people focus on is as we've just described with the different ways of getting information, our priorities are different as to how we deal with the day. Now, as a student of the art, I have to be a student of the art because I'm involved in the art. And if I don't become a student of the art, then I won't have anybody listening to me. Thus, Jennifer is here. Thus, Victoria is here. Thus, Kara is here. Because there's a changing landscape. And if you don't believe that, look at the changes even evolving through what time of year we are. The commercials that you will hear starting this week, not just on this program, but generally speaking around the country, are very focused on spring and spring activities. Lowe's and Home Depot. And in Los Angeles, there's that outfit that has the same sort of local feel to it, Jennifer, although they're much more touchy-feely. They have, I've forgotten what the name of it is now. I know I've bought some things there. They specialize in plants.
Oh, touchy-feely. No.
Yeah, plants and outdoor stuff that you can plant and grow. It's really...
It's Armstrong?
I think it is Armstrong, now that you mention it, yeah. So the point is that we have that constituency. We have people of all ages, sexes, all interests, focusing on the change in the seasons. So we will cater to that with some of the announcements that we have on the air that we're being paid for. But then there are other things that target separate sorts of audiences. And it troubles me greatly because we've become a nation of individual, not that we don't, I extol the value of virtue of individualized thinking, but then there are the groups that are over here and they're offended by what that group over there says. There are subcategories of groups. And so, you know, in a sense, we are doing better. That's why there is more interest, I suppose, in podcasting, because there's a specific group that's listening to it, and the advertisers for that group may be different than the advertisers for other groups. And it even gets down. I remember I had a friend in Cleveland who was gay. When I was working in Ohio, I had, let's see, how many radio stations did I work for in Ohio? I guess three, I think, maybe four, over the years. And one of them was in Cleveland, and I remember the guy's name was Buck something, or I don't remember what his last name was. But he started, with my encouragement, the first gay radio program in the country. And this was in the 1970s. Can you imagine how a gay radio show went over in the 1970s?
I would think it would go over very well with the completely underserved gay population.
Yeah, but getting it through,
yeah,
Victoria, the oogling and ogling of the business, the fat white guy that sits in the corner office, or did then, who, we don't want none of them gays on our station.
To prove a stereotype?
Yeah, say again?
You know, I don't like to use a stereotype to prove another stereotype, but what I think is fair is that... it's true. we try to cancel out. We go, oh, God, all those old crusty white men are making it hard for the women. I was watching The Golden Girls this past weekend because I love to.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at what is still a progressive show that holds up a lot of the issues that they deal with, you know, whenever it was in the early 90s, late 80s, right, still holding up. But the way they depicted, there was the episode where Sophia gets married and Dorothy's not happy about it, and they depict a gay wedding planner, or who they were trying to depict as, like, a gay person.
Mm-hmm.
And even the way they depicted people who are homosexual was so different. It would have never passed. Well, it would have never, like, passed muster in TV networks. It's so funny how that...
Archie Bunker that's another dealing thing. With that, Jennifer.
Right, that has changed so much. Right, yeah. Right. It would have never passed the way it is now. Mm. Well, it's funny because I remember that episode, and I think they even started off with a gay, like, houseboy.
They did.
In episode one, and then they got rid of it, or they wrote the character out. But it was very over the top, except, but you're right, it seems kind of comical and clownish, the way that they did that, until you hit Jack McFarlane on Will and Grace, and then it's like, all bets are off. So there's a, in the middle, they toned it down, and then it went back, it swung back the other way, where the depiction of, like, a few different gay characters on TV are very out and over the top.
It was a lot like that with black African, like with African Americans. I mean, in early TV, remember, they were always depicted as clown-like, like you said, Victoria. I mean, it's really weird how early you can watch the evolution, and then you can watch those where we change. And maybe your friend Doug, maybe he was integral in changing
well,
that.
Well, let's just, we'll go one step further with that. There's a study that's come out this week from the film business suggesting that black cowboys are not represented well in historical terms in the American West or in movies about the American West. And the story focuses on the Lone Ranger, who apparently the inspiration for the Lone Ranger was a black deputy Texas Ranger. But that isn't the way it came out. The Lone Ranger was very white in any depiction, whether it was a Lone Ranger on television or the Lone Ranger in any number of movies that were done about the Lone Ranger. Never were any blacks. The only black cowboy I can remember of significance was from Blazing Saddles.
I was just going to say that.
By the power vested in me by the Honorable William J. LaPetitMaine, I hereby assume the duties of the office of sheriff in and for the township of Rock Ridge.
Pardon me while I whip this out. Oh, my God. How times have changed. And so now the black person of that era is the LGBTQ person of today. Yes or no? Can you imagine a gay cowboy? What about, what was that movie?
Well, we had Brokeback Mountain.
Brokeback Mountain, yeah. Okay. And what a stir that caused. Wow. All right, so we got everybody's juices going here. It's not bad, right? 19 past the hour.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy. This year I'm preparing my own taxes.
Good for you.
Yep, I'm going to be accountable.
Right. Well, Staples can help with storage and filing supplies, plus software like QuickBooks and TurboTax.
Go on. You have my interest.
And now get TurboTax for up to $15 off at Staples.
Up to 15 bucks off TurboTax? That'll pay handsome returns.
Right.
Thanks, Staples guy. Depreciate it.
Uh-huh.
Everything you need this tax season for less, like up to $15 off TurboTax. Staples. Make more happen.
In-store only. It's 4117.
Cozy Shack tapioca pudding is made with simple ingredients like milk, eggs, and sugar. It's so absurdly delicious, it's causing a buying frenzy, resulting in a pudding shortage. So to make sure we don't run out, we wrote the world's worst jingle.
Take some Cozy Shack tapioca pudding out of the refrigerator. Stick a spoon in it. Put it in your mouth. Chew on some of the big round tapioca things in there. Wipe your face with a napkin now.
Please remain calm. We're doing everything we can to ensure there is enough Cozy Shack tapioca pudding for all. Cozy Shack pudding, absurdly delicious.
We use
cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
You're giving me a million reasons to let you go. You're giving me a million reasons to quit the show. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons. About a million reasons. If I had a, yeah, I would run for the hills. If you could find a driveway, I'd forever be still. You're giving me a million reasons. Give me a million reasons. Giving me a million reasons.
This is Lady Gaga bouncing up and down. Flying through the air, right?
I try to make the worst seem better. Lord, show me the way to cut through all his worn out.
Pretty amazing when you understand what really was involved in that all. And if it was some of it, the stadium roof thing was recorded in advance. But she did an over-the-top Super Bowl halftime show. I think most people agree. But there are some vocals leaking, and more of them happened across the internet yesterday. I suppose under the circumstances, if you're really good, you got a great voice, there are reasons to be happy about how it sounds.
Yeah.
And then there are others. You know, the people who are distracted by, I'm going to say this one thing before we move on to other examples of open mic. All this stuff about Lady Gaga and the trolls who have had a field day with the way her body fat supposedly looked, belly fat, if you will. The people, there's so many sick SOBs in this country who give humanity a bad name.
And I'm pretty sure the ones
name
that are critiquing
her. Say again, Jennifer?
I said I'm pretty sure the ones critiquing her for that little bit of pooch that was sticking over her pants, which was hardly anything at all. They probably don't have six packs themselves. What do you
right.
think?
Yeah.
No
yeah.
six pack abs yeah, from those critics, I'm sure.
Yeah. Right. She said her response, good for her, was, quote, I'm proud of my body, and you should be proud of yours. So it's coward's game, but it does happen all the time. Not just to people who are like Lady Gaga, but, you know, this stuff happens, and there's an example of it on social media pretty much all the time. And whether it's your body or your attitude or you don't agree with somebody politically, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's good food for thought. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the isolated live mic vocals from Adele, her SNL performance, people have got when you listen to her Man, she doesn't miss much.
Nope, she's flawless.
She's pretty much on it. And Ariana Grande sounds pretty pitch perfect, too. There was a Today Show concert that people were trying to find. Yeah, these people spend their time trying to find something wrong with a performance. What is it with you people? Beyonce singing her hit Love on Top had fans amazed that not only did she dance through the song, but at the end she revealed she was pregnant and yet hit all the notes. Now, there are outtakes, that's what we call them in the radio biz, not so good for Katy Perry. She debuted a new song at the Grammys, and the isolated mic vocals have given people not a lot of wiggle room here, especially since she wasn't even dancing. And then there's the Mariah Carey stuff. She can't seem to get it right too much anymore.
Well, we should listen to the Mariah one because it's awful. Right. And the Katy Perry one's not great.
All I want for Christmas is you.
Good God.
This makes me sad.
So this is the orchestra's on at other mics and in the background.
Yeah.
And then there's Britney Spears. You got a clip of that from her Vegas residency show. So all these people need a strong background.
Oh. Pretty bad.
It is pretty bad.
Where's the Mariah?
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
Reflection of ourselves. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Anytime we form an opinion of someone without knowing that person, we are really only speaking about ourselves. So when you see someone on TV whom you've never met, whatever opinion you have about that person is really only the opinion that you project from yourself. Everyone, after all, including you and me, says ridiculous things from time to time, makes mistakes from time to time, and does really well from time to time. The part that we pick up on in others has little to do with them or even what they're doing, and mostly just about everything to do with us. We see what we want to see in others. If we like someone, we minimize or outright overlook their flaws. If we hate them, however, we amplify their flaws. It's that simple, and it all comes from inside of us. What we see is a reflection of ourselves. For more on life, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
For me, it was the big S-Class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please stay tuned for a special free offer from the makers of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit the ear almost invisibly, and it can be adjusted to find the perfect way to hear everything in every listening environment. Right now, we're offering absolutely free in-home trials to everyone who calls now. 1-800-713-3227. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also receive free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear is lightweight and practically invisible, so people won't notice when you're wearing it. So again, if you or someone you love is suffering from hearing loss, please give them or yourself this life-changing 100% free in-home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-713-3227. That's 1-800-713-3227. 1-800-713-3227.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Beautiful day. How the world has changed. I'm just making arrangements for a business luncheon, and I never in my life thought I would end the message by saying, I'll bring my laptop. That's something. I'm bringing my laptop. All right. Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. Bringing you, hopefully, what will be a good day. You're going to laugh when I tell you. I'm looking at this story about how the land in Africa is not really doing the people who are in charge, supposedly, of all that protected land in Africa, not keeping the elephants safe. The poachers are still down there. Man, if I found, I would commit or become seriously tempted to commit murder when it comes to these people who poach. Well, people say, oh, they're only animals. No, sorry. They are beings who have a right to be here the same as we do. and the number of elephants who have been killed and are still being killed for their tusks. I thought mostly ivory has been outlawed, hasn't it, in most progressive countries, so that you can't use it for things like pianos, plastic for pianos anyway, but for jewelry and that sort of thing. Who makes or buys that kind of jewelry anymore? Anybody ever see ivory on the market? I don't think you see that.
I think it's just still really big on the black market, and I think that there are some other African countries that are still, it's still legal to sell it.
Yeah. 75,000.
Maybe in Europe it is too. I don't know.
Is it? I don't know.
Europe is usually pretty on top of stuff like that.
I can imagine in Asia, like China, right. The Nouveau Riche in China, probably would trade in that sort of thing.
They're I hate the stereotype, but I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. 75,000 forest elephants are all that is left in Central Africa. That's it.
Wow.
From when there were millions. It's kind of like the buffalo and what happened to the buffalo, the way of the buffalo in our country. The white man came in and drove off the natives, and they drove off the buffalo, killed them all, ate it. And that's what happens with they're not eating an elephant. I've never heard anybody eating elephants, but certainly you see pictures also of what they do to rhinos with their the tusks on their noses. It's just disgusting. So you're going to love this. Jennifer said at the end of the last half hour, isn't it interesting? That's not quite how she put it.
How we ended up here.
Where we ended up. Okay. So I'm going to play one of those again for you, Jennifer. On the plane coming back last night, I watched Pete's Dragon. And I found my... At first, you know, I don't like creepy crawly creatures.
No, but this is a kid's movie.
Isn't that an animated movie?
Yeah, well, there's a... it's not... The
dragon's animated.
But the rest of the movie is not.
Oh, it's live action. Okay.
Yeah, Robert Redford is in it. And
I thought it was a sweet movie.
It is a sweet movie. And I never paid attention to it before because I don't like creepy crawly creatures. And I was thinking, oh, the dragon comes out of the blow. But I watched the movie and I thought, isn't it too bad that there aren't real dragons around? real dragons like this. Why, it's just
you
kind
mean
of
like nice ones like Puff the Magic Dragon?
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Of course, though, when I was a disc jockey and playing that record, most people thought it was about drug usage and the drug culture, which it turns out it wasn't. If you talk to Peter, Paul, and Mary, it wasn't. But, yeah, you could tell a good story based on that. But, anyway, when I saw the story about the elephants, I was thinking, what a shame, because elephants are basically the kind of their caregivers. Not that most animals aren't. They take care of their own. But elephants have been much maligned. And so I don't know, even though the Pete's Dragon story sort of underscored that for me, how animals and sometimes people are maligned without the proper information, the proper background as to what they're all about. And then there's the attitude of those people who say, well, they're only animals. So what's the big deal? It's only a dog. Or it's only a cat. Jennifer. All right, Jennifer, give me the good news about the cat.
Well, you know what I always say? There's crazy cat ladies out there, and people always look in my direction. I'm like, what? I only have one cat and one Afghan, please. Whatever. What are you talking about? But there's a new study that says people that own cats are not mentally crazy. They're not any more crazy than the rest of the population. So take that. Meh. Now, if you get up to, like, you know, 3-4 cats, we're going to start... Look, there's no connection, Victoria. There's no connection. Leave me alone.
Kitty's
so cute.
Very cute. But you oftentimes can hear, we tease Jennifer because her cat gets up close to her in a lap. Right? Okay. Or you can hear the cat purring on the microphone.
It's very funny. She's a radio cat, and it's like, some days when it's cold, she looks at me like, why are you getting out of bed at 2:55? And she'll stay in bed. But most days, she's a trooper. She gets up, and she comes and sits on my desk. Well, I do this every day.
Or on the mixer and starts messing with your dials.
Sometimes she'll mess with my dials. We try to avoid that. But
well, you remember, Jennifer used to get a big kick out of when I was in the other house, or even when I was in both the old houses in Santa Monica and the one here on the farm, when Charlotte would be in her chair, and she'd be asleep, and she was close enough to the microphone, or she'd be under right beside me, right under my foot, and she'd be asleep and snoring, and you could hear, it wasn't just background noise. Sometimes it was loud enough to drown out whatever it was we were talking about. And I just, when that got to, Jennifer would chuckle, and I just stop, and we listened for a while. To Charlotte,
it was really loud
snored.
Snoring.
Yeah,
because
very,
for our mics, what people don't understand is our mics try to target on our voices, yeah, and they try to downplay.
Unidirectional microphones.
Right. They try to downplay the ambient noise, right? And so you can actually hear the dog going.
It was working.
You knew Charlotte was working hard to get that sound out.
Yeah, right.
Bulldogs
yeah.
definitely have a unique snore.
They sure do. And she had a very unique snore. God love her. All right, time for us to get Biff and Biff in here, check out a couple of the sports stories, including the latest, ladies and gentlemen, on the mystery of where Tom Brady's jersey is. And it's still worth $500,000, too, by the way, for those of you who are trying to find it.
Who can sell it? I mean, that's what's crazy.
Some collector, somebody, again, I go back to the Chinese, some rich nouveau riche guy.
Maybe.
Yeah, right. And meanwhile, the Houston Police Department apparently has nothing else to do but to look for this jersey. So what's the latest? His number, what's the number of his jersey?
12.
He's number 12. How did that, by the way, anybody know why he's number 12? I haven't the slightest idea. I don't know.
You're from Boston.
I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, wouldn't you know?
Sorry. No, I'm not even interested. I don't care.
I don't know why he's number 12. Maybe he was number 12 in college and then just tried to keep the number.
So
or
Kraft,
not, or I don't know.
Yeah. Kraft is the owner of the Patriots, and he was on Fox Business News and compared the jersey to a stolen work of art like a Picasso.
Yeah, he literally said that.
Then he said you could never display it. But see, I disagree. I think someone's man cave is going to have this framed on the wall. Yeah.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want it to be worth the $500,000? I mean, I don't know. It just seems weird. If you steal, I bet you it got thrown out in the trash.
You think?
I don't know. I mean, who takes it and then goes, oh gosh, what am I going to do with it? I mean, maybe an Uber fan. Who worked there took it. Who knows?
It could be an employee and someone's sitting on it because they don't. Now it's become such a big deal, you know, that they maybe someone who took it didn't think it would be that big of a deal.
Well, yeah.
I think they found the football. They did find the football that was missing. I don't know where. I think it was in, like, the equipment truck that... Remember the...
I didn't even know there was a football missing. Really?
I forget the guy. I think is it James White? I forget. Whoever had the last touchdown, he tried to keep that ball, and that was also taken. But I think they found that in the tractor trailer of stuff that went back up to Boston.
Yeah.
And they were hoping that the jersey would be there, but it wasn't.
No. All right, so the mystery continues. 43 after the hour. No mystery here. Last night I got home, climbed into bed, and felt very cozy. We had ordered an electric blanket for this bed, and I put it on the bed along with the clean, fresh parachute sheets, and I slept like a baby. I think that's what you're supposed to do in your own bed anyway, right? A lot of changes in my life and my venue in the last year. New bed, new mattress, new house, new sheets, new blankets. Wow. And then the most comfortable part of it, though, is what you actually have touching your skin, which is the parachute sheet on top of me and the parachute sheet underneath me, crafted in Europe. That's where the best factories are. The material comes from Egypt, the Egyptian cotton that it's made from. I wrapped myself around that. Oh, man, did I feel good when I got into bed. And you can feel that way, too. Kara is feeling that way. Victoria is feeling that way. Jennifer is feeling that way. Feel that way. Feel really good and excited about getting into bed. And maybe you've got somebody great to be in bed with, and that's exciting. So all more power to you. But if you really want to have that comfy feeling, and wrap yourself around the pillows if you don't have anybody to sleep with. Whatever it is, the parachute bedding makes it that much better. That's all I can tell you about. I just felt so so fresh. Maybe that's the
They're
word.
They're very crisp.
Yeah.
Like cool, crisp sheets and pillowcases, that's definitely the way that I would describe them, I think, most accurately.
Can we talk about the packaging? Because I think that's one of the most important things not to overlook here.
Mm-hmm.
When you get something in the mail and it makes you feel automatically special or that you have something really high-end in front of you, I think it's kind of meaningful. Mm-hmm. When you open up the box and you take the sheets out, they're in this little cloth pouch, both the top sheet. Yeah. Well, I ordered the
very
top
classy.
Sheet and the and the bottom sheet.
So
and they come in individual pouches that you, I mean, not that I'm probably ever going to use the pouches again for the sheets, but I can use them for other things. It's really, mm-hmm. really a cool presentation.
Class.
Yep. It's very thoughtfully put together.
Class.
Yeah, there's no plastic wrap. It's not like, you know, the zip bag with the plastic.
No.
It's none of that. No, it's really nice.
So let's make sure that we make our little mental note, make ourselves a note to visit parachutehome.com/DJV. And the reason that you do that is because when you order, you get free shipping. All right? Parachutehome.com. Look at the choices. Look at the quality. Feel it against your skin like I did. We all did last night. But I just jumped into bed and wrapped myself around those big pillows and nighty-night time. And you'll get that way, too. So for free shipping when you buy, go to parachutehome.com/DJV.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
Many of us see America as the land of opportunity. But if you teach at the University of California, you'd better not say so. It's one of a number of prohibited phrases now. Ordinary thoughts such as, everyone can succeed if they work hard enough, are now called microaggressions, considered examples of subconscious racism. So, in the hiring process, deans are not allowed to ask normal questions like, where are you from? Or worse yet, to say, the most qualified person should get the job. University officials should look through the lens of liberty and remember that freedom of thought, opinion, and expression is a bedrock principle of American society. Is someone's twisted view of political correctness more important than preserving our freedom?
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Make and receive business calls using our iPhone and Android apps. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Forward your calls to any phone and even get your voicemails transcribed. Join over 250,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Doug, Jen, and Victoria. Larry's listening as well. Hi, Larry. Nice to have you on board. And Rich is there, and Bob's there, and Wendy's there. How do you do? It's a good day. The things that people react to, we're just talking about the posting. If you go to facebook.com/good day, and I don't know if you posted it, you can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show and at Jennifer Horn and On Air Victoria and C. Schillen and at Doug Steffen. A picture of me from the early 1970s as a disc jockey on a station in Boston. And then people and their reactions to that. And we posted a picture of those women. They were cheerleaders for NASCAR, but they were part of the ground crew. I'm trying to remember how we
No, they're the Monster Energy girls. So instead
of
the Miss Sprint USA, there was like a Miss Sprint Cup, and she was the girl who was there for Sprint, the old sponsor. Monster Energy Drink is the new sponsor, and so they have the four girls in black leggings and black bustiers.
Yeah, what were the comments?
Well, there were across the board online, there were a lot of comments on it, but on our Facebook page, We got lots of different comments. Like, some men said that only the women are probably complaining, that the men seem to all like the outfits. Uh-huh. A lot of the women also said that the girls look cute and they wish they looked as good in that outfit. Uh-huh. And then one other comment was, it looks very hot.
Fine.
Which is true.
10 before the hour.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Again. Oh, it's Tech Talk time, isn't it? 53 past the hour. Tech Talk time with a new bit of malware being detected, so stay tuned as Victoria has that story, plus some new apps and what's going on at Arby's. Ooh, how's their technology connected there? We'll find out in a moment after I get the answer from you, Mr. Business Person and Ms. Business Person. Are you hiring? Do you know where to get the best people, most qualified people? Where do you post your job to find the best candidates? Is a question that many people, just like you, who are hiring, have answered by finding ZipRecruiter.com. ZipRecruiter.com allows you to post your job to a couple of hundred job sites, social media networks, also Facebook, Twitter. You just click once to find the perfect hire. Post your job on all of the top sites with ZipRecruiter.com. Indeed.com. Find any candidate in any place of the country for any industry. Man, this is an amazing bit of software. And it's all because somebody was smarter than the average bear when it came to this sort of thing. Probably someone motivated Victoria by being frustrated, not able to find the right job. That's what usually motivates people to come up with something like this. So right. The plan was to try to use an easy bit of interface, and that's where ZipRecruiter was born. So ZipRecruiter, for all these companies that have had such success, take their success and use it. No matter whether you get a small business, medium-sized business, big business, do what everybody's doing, and that's use ZipRecruiter. So here's the way you can use it free. This is the inside of the inside. Want to post a job free to everywhere in the country? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. And you get it free. Go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV to post your job. And if you're looking for a job, man, that'd be a good place for you to sort of do the reverse, if you know what I mean. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. For free posting of your job opportunities at your company, ZipRecruiter.com/DJ. Say again, Doug, DJV. All right. So, what's this this problem with the Google Chrome?
Well, it feels like it's another day, another way to get hacked. Hackers are now targeting users of Google Chrome with a new scam that's unfortunately very, very easy to fall for. Those affected by the scam will see a pop-up prompting them to download and install a quote-unquote missing font file. The file is actually malware, though. So if you see anything that mentions font from Google Chrome, do not download it. X out immediately. Restart your computer. Don't touch it. Don't do anything else with it. Do not pass go. This is not good. Google Chrome has not officially yet said that they're treating it as malware, but they are trying to put some stop gaps in place. I don't know why they're not treating this aggressively, because this is something that's been spreading now. You will get, if you are a Google Chrome user, you will get a warning before you try to download the file that says this file isn't downloaded often. If you get that warning from Google and you've missed the first sign of the warning, then heed Danger. That warning and don't move forward.
Will Robinson.
Yep.
All right, let's see here. There's a new app that we would use for traveling. I'm interested in this TripAdvisor app. What's the story with this?
Well, I thought of you in this the TripAdvisor app is and website. TripAdvisor is bar none the best review site in my opinion for all things travel. I mean, you know exactly what you're going to expect when you get to the hotel or the resort or the flight. It's great. Now people are trying to find some beach vacations to get through the rest of the winter, early spring, and there's an app that's free and it's called Fairness, Fairness, and it helps you save up to 50% or more on flights to a wide range of locations. However, the coolest thing about it has a dedicated beach section. So if you're looking for the best round trip deals to any type of beach location, Cancun, St. Thomas, the Caribbean, Mexico, Puerto Vallarta, wherever you want to go, then Fairness is an app that you definitely want to check out. For ultimate bargain hunting, if your schedule is a little bit flexible, there's another app on that's free on iOS called Hopper. And that provides an overview of not only when can you get the best deals on flights, but then it will also alert you when the best time is to purchase. Typically, Tuesday afternoons are still considered considered the best, but you can use Hopper. It analyzes billions of flight prices daily, and you can save up to 40%.
And Tuesday is usually the best day to fly as well. Tuesday or Wednesday, sometimes Saturday. But those are the best days to get the best prices. Tuesday, buy. Fly on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday. 59 past the hour here with
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.